The New Car by Robert Lee. The man at the garage said, "I've got bad news. Your car can't be fixed. It's just too old." So Ma went home and told her family the bad news. "I love that old car. They just don't make cars like that anymore," Mom said. "But now you can buy a new car," Sam said. "Maybe it will be even better than your old car," said Joe. Beep! Sam looked at the ads for the car in the newspaper. "What about this big car, Mom?" "I like big cars," Sam said. "Do you?" "I do not like big cars," said Mom. Sam showed Mom a picture of a big green truck. "I don't know, Sam," said Mom. "That might be a little too big." Beep! Joe pointed to another picture. "What about this one?" "I like little cars," he said. Joe showed Mom a photo of a tiny gray car. "I don't know, Joe," said Mom. "That car might be little too little." Beep! Dad asked to see the car ads. He showed Mom a picture of a bright red car. "Look at this bright red car. Red is your favorite color," Dad said. "I don't know," said Mom. "I think that car might be a little too red." Beep. Then Mom looked at the car ads. She liked some of the cars she saw, but she couldn't make up her mind. She needed a new car. But Mom didn't know which car to choose. "Let's go to the car lot," Dad said. "Then you can look at as many cars as you would like." Beep! That weekend, the family went to the car lot. Mom drove a big car and a little car. "These are okay," she said, "but they don't feel quite right." Beep! So Mom drove a green car, a gray car, and a tan car. "These are okay," she said, "but they don't look quite right." Then Mom pointed to the far corner of the lot. "I think I see my new car," she said. Beep! Dad looked at the car and smiled. Sam and Joe looked unhappy. "But that car looks just like your old car," said the boys. Mom said, "I know. That's why it's the perfect car for me."